was popping, y'all. It's been way too long. It's been way too long since I said that. I actually never said that, but it feels good to be back on the podcast. It's been a minute, but hey, we back at it with the one and only on the other side of the screen.
Yeah, back at it again.
Say your name, homie. What you doing?
Gonzalo Garcia. We're back. I said full government. We're back here.
No mamas.
Family friendly, bruh.
Well, we start that way. We don't always end that way, though. But, hey, bruh. We're back at it today. What are we going to talk about today, Mr. Gonzalo Garcia, bro? We're going to get into some deep stuff, bro.
So today we're recapping about some things we left off. People got mad because we didn't really answer or go into full detail about some things. And we're back to answer it after what, a year, 2 years? Something like
April 21. So it's literally about to be a full year since we did that episode, which is crazy because I remember when we dropped that episode, not even a couple days after. I mean, I don't even know how many plays we got on there, but it was one of our most played episodes, which is crazy because I remember not even a few days in, people hitting me up left and right saying, like, you got to explain this more. This was completely wrong. You got to take this down, all that kind of stuff, right? It was talk about the rosters. That was a
big one. Oh, rosters. Everybody got mad with the rosters.
It was there was a bunch of stuff. So what were you going to do today? We're going to go back to the episode, and we're going to play back some of these moments, all right? And we just got to respond to them. We're going to say how we feel about them, elaborate more if we need to, or say we're wrong. Because I know you kind of said some dumb stuff. I'm not even going to cap. But I don't know. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. All right, y'all. So this is our first little snippet right here. We'll let y'all take a listen. We'll take a listen, and then we'll respond. Our thoughts 1 year later. All right.
Some people know this. Most people don't.
Okay. Maybe I should say. Maybe I might edit this part out.
Wait. What is it?
I don't know. Hear me out. How do you feel about a roster?
About a roster?
How do you feel about a roster, man? What's your first impression when you hear about a roster? Like, what do you think?
A roster.
Yeah, because I have a definition of my roster, but I don't know what kind of rosters you'll be looking at. So,
all right, rosters as in like rankings, right?
Some might say.
Well, yeah, my rosters are like, you know. Well, yeah, you could say ranks, you know, about like people and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say it's a good thing or a bad thing to have a roster?
Like, it's a good thing to have a roster.
It's a good thing, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Well, depending what that roster is about.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what my roster is about.
There's
a couple of people who don't like my roster idea system. I call it the Tronchi roster system because I think it's a good thing to have in the back pocket. Some people say it's, you know, not being loyal. I say, what the hell, man? Why not, you know?
Yeah.
Hear me out. 6 to 7 person roster. Okay. Number one, that's your starter. Okay. 2 through 6 are your reserves. 7, if necessary, is like a water boy in a way. Like, they don't play, but they're there. If they need to suit up, they will. Okay. Your starter, that's who you're loyal to. Okay. That's who you need to put all your attention towards. 2 through 6 are just there if necessary as backup.
And then 7. Okay, I kind of like where this is going.
But hear me out, right? This is what people give me flame for.
All right, bro. That's way too much right there. All right. Your initial thoughts right now.
All right, initial thoughts. My whole perspective has changed on that. I feel like the Tronchi system is where it's at. It's now where that's at. the whole thing from 1 through 6, I think it's expanded more. It's 1 through 10 at most. See, because, you know, some Saturdays you just want to chill. Other Saturdays you want to go out. You got to hit a person up. Oh, what are you doing this day? Busy. Move on to the next. What are you doing this day? She says, you know what? I'm free. There you go. That's the roster, 1 through 6. It's good to have in the back pocket. It is what it is.
I'm gonna say you're wrong, bro. I'm going against the strategy roster system, bro.
You're going against it now?
I look back at the times, bro. This is COVID times. This is younger times. You know what I'm saying? Now we more older, bro. Now we more loyal to not a, what was it, 6 to 8 person roster. Now it's more like 1 to 3. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a little bit more conservative with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
But I was crazy back then. Now I understand why people were so against this this ideology. You know what I'm saying?
I understand where you're coming from. So I feel like, yeah, back down to 1 to 3 at most. But you got to be in, like, it's got to be in a respectful way. It's not like, oh, you know what? She denied me. I'm going on to the other. No, no, no. It's got to be respectful in the format of, if you guys aren't formally talking or you guys aren't anything, then you can go on with the other one as a friend in a way. And if you kick it off with her, then there you go. You kick it off with her. Simple.
But you're continuing to go down the line, bro.
Nah, but that line ends at 3, my boy.
But you have 3. No faith in the other two if you have a third person in line.
I mean, we all lose faith sometimes, but, you know, we got to hop back on the train.
But even before, though, even before you even set things off, you already have a whole list going. Even if it's 3, even if it's 8, you're not being fully devoted to that one, that number one spot, that starter.
No, but see, that's if, hear me out. If you guys are actually, like, talking, going on all the dates, all that, you know what I'm saying, 9 yards, then boom, you drop the formula. But if not, guess what? You're still in that roster. You're still calling the shots. You're still, you know what I'm saying, going at it.
Well, that's not authentic. That's not authentic.
Trust me.
Because
it's authentic.
You're automatically setting yourself up for that failure. If it goes wrong, okay. It is what it is. Let's move on.
Exactly.
But you're not staying faithful and devoted that one time. That was demon hours, right? Though. Are you still in demon hours, right?
Look. Thing is, we could alternate. We could call it, you guys are together, you drop the roster. You guys aren't together, you keep the roster. You guys are friends, you guys are nothing, right? So technically, if she finds a roster, guess what? She can't say anything about the roster unless you guys fully commit to something. See where I'm coming from?
How far into things can you officially commit?
I'm talking 2 to 3 dates with full commitment. Not full commitment, probably like half commitment, foot through the door type thing.
And then at that point, you drop the roster.
You already know. You know what?
After 2 to 3 dates.
Because you already got a taste of this person. You got what they like, what you don't like about that person. And then the third date is actual, you know what? Let me think about this. Do I see myself with this person? If not, roster, homie, roster.
How does that sound to you, bro? That you're just trying each one out. And if it's no good, you're just throwing it out. Who knows the next one, bro? That ain't normal, bro.
I'm not saying tossing them out.
You're testing it out.
I'm saying
you're testing it out 2 to 3 days or 2 to 3 dates. And if it's not good, throw it out. On to the next one. 1, 2, 3. If it's good, all right, drop the roster.
Homie, the thing is, you got to think about it. I'm not dating to just date. I'm dating to find a wife. I'm not dating to find a girlfriend.
In three days.
You got to find all these attributes. You got to.
In three
you
know days.
What I'm saying? No, no, no. Further than
you're going to find days. All no, that no, in no. 3 days.
No, you. Well, you guys are still going to be texting, talking, all that within those 3 dates. So it doesn't have
in
to be like back-to-back dates.
In a span of what? A month?
Span of 2 months at most.
2 months.
Yeah. That's nobody has that much free time on their hands.
That's not 3 dates, then.
That is 3 dates.
Nah. Minimum
you could go. Oh, that is minimum 5. At most. Then we call it minimum 5. 5 dates. We call it minimum 5 dates.
So 1 to 2 months. If not, it's good. If it's not good, you're going to throw it out.
Exactly.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds... Okay, it might you're sound messed up.
You're a girl right now. You're a girl. I'm trying to get at you. You know that I already passed on 2 girls already. And I went down the line. You're next up to bat. How does that sound to you?
Nah, but the thing is, exactly. You can't reveal the roster. Exactly. You can't reveal the roster.
They're gonna find out the roster through these
observations. How are they gonna find out the roster?
Because they're gonna see her just moving down the line every single time.
It's not even like that. You all right.
At one point, you officially say, you know what, this is not it. I'm gonna move on to the next one. How much time is in between that transition? How much time do you say?
Oh, with 2 months for
two
sure.
2 months.
You got to give it time to think. You got to be like, you know, all right, within those 2 months, within that time frame, you could actually be like, you know what, this girl actually, you got to recap on everything. You know, when you're late night thinking, you know what, this girl, about this girl where you don't like, back to back all the time, it's just replaying. And within those 2 months, if you're like, you know what, this girl actually changed this about me, I like this girl for this reason, then you go back. There's no need to go back to the roster. You got time.
But you already have them set.
You don't have them. The roster's just. The roster's just what? The roster's not set. Think about it as a seasonal play.
So
the
roster's not set. So it's not a roster then.
It's not a roster. It's not a roster. But you
what is that called?
You could call it a ladder. Call it a ladder. It's not any better, but you could call it a ladder.
How the hell is it called a ladder? Explain this to me.
Think about it. All right. First 3 steps. What is that? That's getting to know her. All right. Yeah, hear me out. A ladder has what? 7 to 8 steps, right? 7 to 8 steps.
Sure.
Depending what ladder you use. Construction, all that. There's a lot of. First 3 steps. Getting to know her. Getting to see what she's like. Taking her out. First 3. Next 2. Thinking back on what she changed about you. And what really hit you about her. That's 5. 6, 7, and 8. Those are really where you start asking the big questions. Do I see her in my future? Is she really the one? Would my parents be proud if I brought her home? Those are the last 3. You got to keep asking yourself those 8 questions back to back every time you meet that person. Within those two months. All right. So it doesn't matter the rest. Just those 2 months.
And if that's not the right ladder,
you throw it away. What? You deconstruct that ladder, then you move on to the next ladder. Get a metal one next time.
Not already bought. You gotta go find another ladder.
Well, you can get yourself another ladder within those 2 months break, plus apart, whatever time.
So it's not a roster anymore.
Yeah. See.
So let's go back to the...
It's not a roster.
So let's go back to the initial. Are you for or against rosters? Straight up.
Straight up how it is right now?
Yeah.
I'm against rosters.
You're against rosters.
for sure.
But you're four ladders.
But on four ladders, because it's, if you think about it,
how many ladders you got is a much more. Right now? How many ladders
right now? Yeah, just one.
Just one. So you're loyal to the
right now. Actually, five. Thinking about it, I don't even have ladders in my garage. As a matter ladder. Of fact, nope.
I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm still developing, trying to mature more, trying to do everything more.
So how are you getting on the roof to put the Christmas lights?
I send little elves up there sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we got everything. You feel me?
I don't know about
how about you, Tronti? How about you? What are you for? Are you for it or against it?
No, I'm against it for sure. I don't know what was going on in my mind back then. The more you look at it, the more it looks bad.
It does seem kind of bad now that I think about it.
Yeah, as we saw how bad you were trying to think through that. It's not a good idea. I mean, if you're gonna have people already set, I mean, there's no point to being committed to the one. You might as well just go and just have a big old family party reunion here, and just do it all together at that point. You know what I'm saying? I think in that episode you said it was, I asked you how many people in your roster.
I had said only one.
No. You said
we got the clips, we could roll it back.
I'll roll the tape right now, bro. I'll tell you.
Roll the tape. I said I only got one.
This is exactly what you it's exactly what you said right here. All right. Let me know you can hear this. All right. This is what you said.
Honestly, I had my roster with me, but it wasn't more of like a one through eight. You know, I feel like it was more of a football team. Yeah, it was a football roster.
So how many you had on your roster? It was not just one.
It was 24. It was a whole football team.
So from that point and now, where do you stand? Where do you stand at this point in time?
I have no football team no more. I have nothing.
Now it's a soccer team?
No soccer team, nothing. We're talking UFC one-on-one.
UFC one-on-one, huh?
One-on-one. I can't do no football team. My time management right now, I have nothing.
I'm more of a ping pong one-on-one guy. You know what I'm saying?
Ping pong?
Yeah, ping pong. What's that?
2-on-2?
One-on-one. 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 Like the professional one. You see the dudes? They be paddling, bro. And it's like they hit their hand on the table, bro. Like, I don't know how they be doing that.
I know. It's tough.
It's crazy. But, well, I think it's good we've changed here. Well, you know, I know I'm being honest. I know, you know, you're
I'm being honest too.
That's a whole different story with you, but
I'm being honest.
Yeah, it'd be like that. All right, next clip we're gonna look back on right here. Let's take a listen.
even with the guy with no morals, bro, that's a PetSmart fish. I feel like that's an off-brand fish, because if you find a guy with no morals, that's kind of like, that's tough.
That's deep. What was that phrase right there, Mr. Garcia?
It's an off-brand fish, meaning that's a guy you could find off anywhere, easy, off the street.
But fish don't live on the streets, no. They live in the waters.
It's a form of expression.
Form of expression, my fault.
Form of expression, yeah. Or yeah, as you said, it's a fish you could find easily in the sea. Something, you know what I'm saying, something cashy. Something.
So you're saying all guys are like that if they're common?
Not all guys.
That's what you said with the sea part. It's just a fish in the sea.
I mean.
So if you're saying that's saying the majority of fish aren't the greatest.
Well, so you could say still true to this day.
So
majority of guys are still.
So majority of guys
don't have, aren't worthy enough, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Majority of guys.
Majority of guys. We talk, I'm not part of that majority.
We, now. We talking like, 90%, 60%? Like, how much majority are we talking?
We're talking, it's not even majority. I'd say it's less, probably 20%.
That's not, most, that's 20%. The minority there, bro. So you're contradicting yourself once again, bro. For the second time this episode, bro.
Come on, man. You're making me seem like the bad guy.
Because you are the bad guy. I'm just saying that right now.
You're just switching the roles. You're just You're trying to make me seem.
I've evolved as a man over this time, bro. I have the right vision.
Evolved into a trick.
It's not about all. It's not about all playing games and everything every night. Now it's like we set. You know what I'm saying? But so I think people are gonna come after you for that one. You're saying all guys.
Likely, yeah.
First, you say all guys are not worthy enough. Now you're saying only 20%.
And about 20%, yeah.
So 80%. So 80% are good.
Yeah, at most.
Okay, so why is that? You said the majority aren't good.
Man, you see, it's a form. It's a form of expressions only.
But then you explained it. You explain it saying the majority.
See, because once you go into deeper context, it's not majority, it's the minority.
Once you go into deeper 20%. Context. Once you go into deeper
exactly.
Context. So that's why it's important to always have context, kids.
Exactly. Context, everything, every time.
If you heard that Zalo here is we're going to keep it family friendly.
Never mind. Family friendly.
Let's move on to the next part, man. All right, so next clip here. I think we're talking about, I don't even know what we're talking about right here, but we're talking about something about going out there and getting something. I don't know. Well, let's take a listen.
Sometimes you just gotta fish with your hand, my guy. It's gonna be difficult, but like you said, you gotta be patient.
Okay, but hear me out. What if you can just avoid all the difficulty? You know what I'm saying? What if you could just go to the store and buy the fish? You don't got to catch it yourself. What about that?
See, that's the lazy method, my guy. That's basically just corrupting your feelings and just overwhelming yourself with how easy it is. There can be a lot of easy fish, you know, bought at the store. But buying at the store is a lazy way. That's what gets, you know, relationships to get nowhere. That just causes an empty feeling within you. So you just, it, when fishing, you feel that satisfaction of, oh yeah, I caught this myself. Mm-hmm. I did it myself. Buying it at the store and lying to people saying, yeah, I caught this. I did everything. Just leaves an empty hole within you.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. I like that a lot. Talk about that for the people real quick. What were we trying to say here? What was the message right there?
So I feel like to this day, it still means the same thing. It means, actually try to go out there and, you know, find the right one and not just settle for whatever you think you can catch. When you're going out there in the real world trying to find somebody, try to find somebody for who they actually are, for who they feel comfortable playing the role with you, I guess. Feel comfortable, all that. Not creating a different persona, not going out there and being, you know what, I got this, I got that. But in reality, it's just nothing there.
Mm.
To this day, that's still true.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So you're slowly digging yourself out of this hole here.
Exactly.
Very slowly. So what's the right way to do that? What's the right way to go about that approach?
The right way to do that is just act how you would act with anybody, how you would act with a friend, how you would act with family members. Speak how you truly speak, not censor yourself for anybody, not anything. Just go how you are.
I like that. I was with someone, when was it? Probably a year
yesterday?
Ago.
Yesterday?
Nah, not yesterday.
No. Wrong chick?
Wrong chick. Wait a minute now. Probably a year ago. And I was with someone. And we were talking about, like, we were going deep. Like, I don't know what it is with me and people, but we'd be getting into it. But we talking about, like, freaking deep philosophy of life, bro. But we were talking, bro, and they were like,
you know, it's weird how there's only one of you. I'm like, what is that? What does that mean? And she's like, when you're with your friends, like, you're you, you know, like you say stuff and just like you're normal, right? But then she's like, when you're with me, like, it's the same thing. Like, nothing ever changes. And that hit deep, right? Because you go into other situations or other places with different people or whatever, right? You start to change, right? You start to, you know, at one situation, somehow you become a comedian just like that. Other situations, like, you're more like laid back and all that. But me, like, I don't see the point in that, you know? I don't see the point in that. I don't see why you need to restrict yourself. Because at the end of the day, right, you start things off with a girl or with a guy, whatever. Why hold yourself back there? Because once you get further and further, you're ultimately going to stop restricting yourself. You're going to start being who you really are. And at that point, might as well just set that off right in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That hit for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it has to be.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Nothing controversial there. All right, next part. We're talking about three things that are most important in a relationship. I think we're talking about at this point. So let's go ahead and take a listen right here.
I think that's the most important thing. Most important thing.
Yep.
Confidence.
Oh, for sure.
Here's my hierarchy, right? Confidence is right there. Honesty, number two. Loyalty, number three. And number four. Nah, confidence, loyalty, honesty, and commitment.
I feel like loyalty should be number two, and then honesty, number three.
Oh, did I say in order? I just said, my bad. Just in general, I said.
Okay. Back then I said confidence number one, honesty number two, loyalty number three. To this day, honesty number one, loyalty number two, confidence number three. That's how I'm changing it today. You said loyalty number two back then.
Loyalty number two.
And then, yeah, confidence, loyalty, honesty. Where do you stand on that today?
Confidence, loyalty, honesty. I feel like confidence still has to be number one. You got to be confident in yourself. You got to, you know what I'm saying, stay up there. I feel like it stayed the same. It all stayed the same.
How confident can you be to the point where you start getting overconfident? That's a problem. That's the thing. How do you get there?
The thing is, you can't. Boasting about yourself is nice to a certain extent. Boasting about how, you know, oh, you work harder than most, you do things than most, but getting to the point where it's like, I don't know, overachieving, basically, just trying to go up and over, making yourself seem like you don't fit in with the rest of us. You want to be better than all of us. That's where you got the problem. That's where it's, you know what, I'm overboasting. I'm overconfidencing myself. Basically fitting in that other persona that I was talking about. Trying to, yeah, that's where that's at.
I feel that. I feel that. I like that. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. I think that's good as is. I don't think I have anything to add to that. No.
Yeah, I have one more to add. Probably communication. Communication.
Oh, how is that not even on there? No, that's
yeah,
facts.
Communication is honestly.
That's nice.
As of right now, I'm gonna keep it real with you. When people used to say communication is key, it actually really is key.
Yeah.
It plays a very important role.
Hmm.
But the thing is, communicate what you actually feel. Communicate what you actually are thinking. Not just, oh, yeah, I want to be here because I want to be here. No. Say why you want to be here. Say all that good stuff. Don't just be like, ah, you know what? I'll just say this and keep it that. Yeah, you got to be real with what you're trying to mean. trying to, yeah, all that good stuff.
Factuals, bro. If you keep the realness inside, bro, it's only gonna hurt more in the long run. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I know you know that very well. Anyways, let's move on to the next thing. All right, next part. We're going to talk about what stands out to us when we look for someone. All right. And we'll see how this goes.
And like, I'm telling you, bro, her smile is like, damn, bro, just brought all the good memories back, everything. And so, yeah.
But that's what I freaking love too. That's what I look for, bro. If your smile can freaking get me, like, just if your smile can take me out, and you're freaking, especially in your eyes, that's all I need, bro. I'm in love. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how those small things like can do so much for someone, you know?
Exactly, bro.
It's crazy. And then, man, like, you take that, you know, you follow it. You know, you follow into a room with a locked door, you know. And...
All right. That went too far.
What do you mean by that?
That's one of the many parts. I should have edited it out, bro. I don't know what was going
through. Yeah, you should have edited that out.
Well, let's talk through that, bro. For me, I said eyes and the smile. Eyes, number one. Smile, number two. Laugh, number three. Oh, my goodness, bro. Go ahead, bro. And then what you said.
I have to follow that too. Thinking about it now, I said smile number one and eyes number two. Nope, other way around. It's got to be eyes number one, smile number two. And then laugh as well. Laugh, very important. Yeah.
It's crazy how much freaking laughing I do, bro, when I'm with someone like, what's the word? Like I care about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like hella pure, like happiness, you know what I mean? And then when that laugh replicates with each other, like, whoo, it's crazy. Like, I'm about to tear up right now, bro. We're about to tear.
Yeah.
Nah, it's crazy. And eyes too. Like, they say eyes can, like, they tell a lot about someone.
Eyes are the windows to the soul.
Eyes are the windows.
That's what they say.
I like that. That's deep. You look deep. I mean, I seen you look in the.
Come on, man.
I seen the way you look at, you know, certain things, and it's kind of, I don't know, man. It's kind of, I don't know what you, I don't know if you're looking in their soul or you're looking at something else, because that's, you know, it's a little, I don't know.
No. The thing is, look. You're just trying to put me in that hole, and it's not going to work, Chauncey, because...
I'm not putting you in any hole. I'm just saying,
Yeah, you are. You're... The thing is, look. It's always the eyes that you got to stare into, all right? It's always the eyes. And from the eyes, you just, you know what I mean? Depending how you guys do it. So if it's you guys stare into each other's eyes, one looks away, guess what? Boom. You get that satisfaction of, oh, I got her nervous. And then, like, you know what I mean? It's like, wow. It's like one step closer to actually, like, you know what I mean?
When they're freaking nervous, bro. When I'm nervous, bro.
And then that, like, shy laugh they do when they look away. Oh, my
God. I was at the dentist the other
day. Oh, my God.
Bro. Y'all. I was at the dentist the other day.
What the? You're definitely going to edit that part out.
If I remember. But if you're watching this, my girl... Sorry about that. I think that was her, man. Sorry about that. Oh. But anyways, that's crazy. Zella, bro, where have you been nowadays, bro? Where have you been since April of 2021, bro? What are you up to?
Where have I been? I've been just working.
You've been working
my ass off. Yeah.
Working with freaking chemicals there, huh?
Yeah. Acrylic stucco. Going heavy every day.
going heavy every day. I like that. But yeah, bro, you're playing with chemicals, bro. You you be doing the good stuff right there. Anyways, yeah. Bro, I don't know how long this has been, but this was just a bad episode, by the way. I'm just gonna point that out there. This is horrible. But I think there's a. I don't even think we explain ourselves any of these, right?
In anything, we just
said our thoughts right now. But oh well, I'm sure no one's gonna see this, bro. Because the thing is dead right now. We used to get like a lot of listens per episode, man. It was crazy. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. If we can reboot it. But anyways, that's about it. You have any last words for us?
No last words, just yeah.
You gotta give the last, it's not an option.
Last words, stay safe, don't do drugs, and don't buy them either, just do them, honestly. If they're free, go for it. Don't buy them. Also, drive safe is very important.
Don't buy them if they're free? What?
No, don't buy them. Just do them if they're free. You ever get high off of somebody else's supply? That's what you got to do. You never buy them for, you know what I mean? Like, if I go up to you and I'm like, give me 50 for a gram. You're like, what, 50? You're crazy. And then next day I walk up to you, I'm like, here's a gram for free. Would you do that gram for free, or would you rather pay 50, be hard stuck for it, and be like, damn, I gave him 50 and just puff. You know what I mean? Or would you be like, damn, he gave this to me for free and just keep puffing? Come on, man. I mean, it won't happen, though. It won't happen. No free things in life.
The episode wasn't that bad. But you just, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
Honestly, it's pretty late. I'm tired. It's just random thoughts. Just random thoughts. All right, pretty late into the night.
You killed the vibe. But all right. I appreciate y'all. If you're still there. The longer episodes do the best anyways. Why is that? I don't know. But appreciate y'all. And I don't remember the outro, but hopefully we'll be back like soon. Because we gotta talk about things with the boy over here, with other people who are more interesting than this dude. I don't know. But appreciate y'all. And this has been a peak. We've overcame it. And we'll see you at the next one. Amo tu sonrisa y tu forma de ser. Me muero.